Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4391.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The person would be my wife. The influence was, met her in, well, I guess I kind of knew her before college, but started dating in college, and I guess she kind of made me grow up faster. I was kind of a horrible student as a freshman, just wanted to screw around in college, but as soon as I started dating her, it changed me for the better. I became more serious, and like I said, just kind of made me grow up faster.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a doctor for the Navy.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Honest and kind, probably the two biggest things about me.
What types of things make you happy?
Spending time with family and friends and doing things that make them happy.
What types of things make you sad?
The biggest thing that makes me sad are when my family and friends or people that are close to me are sad. But not really a whole lot else that really makes me sad, just when people that I'm close to are sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I grew up in a really small town, extremely small town, kind of really rural. So I guess that effect on me, I literally knew everyone in my town, everyone that I graduated with in high school, even knew everyone's birthday that I graduated with in high school. So I guess that that makes me like having a really small, tight-knit community wherever I go.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
This kind of makes me stand out as I'm an extreme distance runner. I participate in marathons and ultra-marathons. I usually place pretty well in those when I'm competing. I developed it through, my time in the Navy. It's they kind of force physical fitness onto you, and I just kind of took it to an extreme.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Honesty is the most admirable quality. People screw up all the time, but if you own up to them and just admit your mistakes, then that's really all I can ask for.
Mm-hmm. What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Honesty. I'm really big on honesty, so that's one big thing that my parents instilled in me, and would be the biggest thing that I'd pass on to my children.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, it depends on who it is. It's just me and my wife out here. We're not around either of our extended families. When I'm with her, with my wife, I like to travel. When I go back home, with my dad and my brother, we go golfing. With my mom, we just kind of sit around and drink coffee. With my mom's side of the family, we go to football games. So it just kind of depends on who I'm with.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
My favorite present I ever got was my wife surprised me with skydiving. She blindfolded me and put me in a car and then showed up at the airport, and I still didn't know what we were doing, and we went inside like, oh, we're going to go skydiving, which, and I liked it because it was spontaneous, it was a surprise, and it was something crazy that I'd always talked about doing, but probably would never randomly do it unless someone made me do it.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was a basketball fanatic when I was a child, so I played basketball in my driveway for hours. And I collected basketball cards. I'd sort through them. I'd memorize all the stats on the back. Know everything about all my favorite players. So that was a big part of my childhood was basketball.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
I think my favorite book, it's kind of weird, but it's World War Z. I didn't like the movie at all, but I really liked the book, and I guess it's because it's a zombie apocalypse, which the zombies aren't really what excited me about the book. It was just the most catastrophic thing that could happen in the world, in my opinion, was kind of crash of civilization and how everyone kind of responded in their own way. It's like a a journalist going back after it happened and doing interviews with people who survived after civilizations reestablished itself. So I guess that's why I like the book. I don't really have a favorite literary character. And I guess my favorite type of books are kind of like fantasy. I kind of like fantasy novels, but just kind of stuff that's really far out there, like a zombie apocalypse. I like those type of things.
Mm-hmm. What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
I think the last book I actually read was the final book of, well, the current final book of the Game of Thrones series, which is like the fifth book. My favorite character in that is the Hound, because he does horrible things, but at the same time, it's like there's hints or, I guess, flashes of a little bit of good in him, and it seems like the background on his character seems like, wow, I understand why you are a horrible person, but it looks like there is good in there.
Okay. What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
I think the last movie I saw was the third Hobbit movie. And it was okay, but I wasn't really that big of a fan of it.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch college football and pro basketball.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Running is what I do for fun.
Okay. Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I'm not creative. I'm the opposite of creative.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I guess when I was during my first division officer tour in the Navy, we were on deployment in the Gulf of Aden, and we picked up rescued a bunch of Somali migrants from sea. Their skiff was sinking, and then they put me in. I was the officer in charge of it, and the entire ship, that's all. The entire mission was to support these Somali migrants, because a warship with a bunch of migrants on it is kind of useless. Can't really do much with it, so this is all we did. And they were on board for 30 days. And I was in charge of everything about them, their logistics, you know, feeding them, hygiene, entertaining them, security. And it was a really testing experience. I mean, they were always breaking out in fist fights every day, so I had, my security team was always on them. But when we State Department eventually negotiated an agreement to drop them off in a refugee camp in Ethiopia through Djibouti, and as they were all leaving, I kind of was on the edge of the ship, you know, telling them goodbye, and they all thanked me for saving their lives when they left.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I guess the first and last time I ever tried stealing anything, I was 7 years old. I was with my mom in a grocery store, and I loved basketball cards, so I tried stealing a 50-cent pack of basketball cards. We got in our car. My mom knew something was wrong because I was really quiet and wouldn't talk, and so she kind of felt the basketball cards. She slammed on the brakes, spun around, took me back to the grocery store, and brought me into the manager and made me tell the manager that I tried stealing from him. And she was crying, so I was embarrassed, I was scared, so never tried stealing anything again.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Joining the Navy, wasn't really sure if it was the right move. I had a college degree, but I enlisted just to get some student loans paid back. Turns out it was the right move. I eventually got picked up for officer school, and kind of got away from home and got to see something new, and kind of realized now that I like other places other than home.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or a piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I mean, there's... Getting really into, like, chemistry kind of really blew my mind, just like the general chemistry stuff that, you know, all of this can be broken down into about 200 different elements. But so something that usually really unsettles me is just kind of gazing off into space and thinking about the vastness of space and how insignificant Earth is in all of space. So that usually unsettles me when I think about it too much.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Traveling somewhere exotic to go participate in a big race.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My wife.
What is your approach to life?
Be happy and do things that make you happy and try to make the world a better place.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Most difficult time in my life was the first 9 months of my first division officer tour in the Navy. Felt like I was weighing over my head. For the first month, I was fine because I didn't realize the enormity of my responsibility. But once that hit me, then I got really stressed out, and I tried taking everything on myself. I wasn't really good at delegating and using the resources I had. I had 30 people working for me, but it seemed like I was trying to do everything. I overcame it just by kind of breaking things down one by one, just not thinking about the macro scale all the time, knowing what the long-term goals are, but just breaking down to bite-sized chunks that I can handle. Because if I thought about everything that had to be done, it really stressed me out and kind of paralyzed me a bit. So just breaking it down and into bite-sized chunks really helped me out. And then after that was over, after about 9 months, I got comfortable, leading people and delegating things, knowing the ins and outs of my division, and became really successful at it. And so now I feel like I can do anything if I just approach it the right way. That's kind of what I got out of that.
Good. Who is your favorite actor?
I think my favorite actor is Will Ferrell. I think most of the stuff he does is hilarious. There's some things that I think he does are stupid, but most of the stuff he does I find hilarious.
What is your favorite dinner?
I don't really have a favorite dinner. I usually eat pretty healthy, but I guess if I had to choose something that was my favorite, I guess potato pancakes.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I played a lot of board games, and my favorite was probably Risk was my favorite.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I make myself a smoothie. Okay.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Dunk a basketball.
What is your favorite season and why?
I like spring because it's like the rebirth of everything. Mm-hmm. And we're moving from really cold weather to not so cold weather. But it's still not too hot yet, so the temperature is just right.
What matters to you most?
Family and friends.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you unless someone specifically asked you this question.
I don't think there is anything that no one else knows about me because I tell my wife everything, and I'm usually a pretty open person, so I don't think there really is anything that no one else knows about me.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
The two big causes I feel strongly about are public education, that everyone should have the right to public education, because it's a great equalizer in this country. And recently I've become kind of obsessed with campaign finance reform, just because I don't like all the money in politics.
What is your favorite joke?
What's the sexiest barn animal?
What?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
That's great. If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I wouldn't want to be invisible because if no one could see me, I would question my own existence. So I would not want to be invisible. I would wear clothes.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
My favorite quality is my ability to quickly adapt to any situation. The quality that I like least is that I really don't like inconveniencing people, which I guess that sounds like a good thing, but I kind of take it too far. Like when I was a division officer, like I didn't want to inconvenience people that worked for me. They were supposed to be working for me, so I'd take things on myself, which really caused a high amount of stress to me and caused me to burn out, which I'll tend to do sometimes, mm-hmm. and it kind of renders me useless. Mm-hmm. So I wish I could kind of still be considerate, but I mean not to that extreme, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Be a family practice doctor.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in regards to work or family or traveling?
I'd be a family practice doctor in the Navy. I have no idea where I'd be living. It's kind of the nature of the military, but probably have a couple of young kids 10 years from now.
What do you love most about your wife?
I love, she's kind of a counterbalance to me. We have a lot of the same interests, but our personalities are different enough that they complement each other well. And I always like us together kind of make a whole person.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
Take her on surprise vacation. Her favorite thing to do is travel, and she loves surprises. So the nicest thing is just show up at the airport and get on a plane and then tell her where we're going.
How did you meet your wife?
Well, actually, I met her in junior high. We're from the same small town. We didn't start dating until college, though.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, a big part of it, like when, during my last duty station, one of my close friends who has decided he's not going to have kids, both of us are, I guess we kind of jokingly talked about it. We're both tall, fairly good looking guys. You know, I don't have any kids. I'd like to, but I don't know if I will. We're kind of talking about it. It's like, you know, we have pretty good genetic code. We should really pass it on. And so that kind of got me curious and looking. It's like, yeah, I should become a sperm donor once I go somewhere that actually has it. It was a pretty small place where we were last stationed, so there just wasn't an option. And then when I got out and came to school down here, then it was an option. So then like, oh, I'm going to try it out.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4391.